Welcome to the Wedding Business Success Show. I'm your host, Debbie Shadid. If you're a powerhouse business owner, you are in the right spot. This show is for women who have success and they still desire more. I'm sharing strategies for you to elevate your business, opening up a way for you to work with more of your dream brides. I'm sharing tips to create more ease, showing you how to recreate your business to allow more freedom in your schedule, and yes, more money. I know what's possible. I'm excited to take you on a journey to discovering more. Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Debbie Shadid. Today, we're going to be talking about an urgent problem, something that you guys need to really get a hold of, and that is your email follow-up. I know it's something that people get really stressed out about. They sometimes procrastinate. You know, you get in your inbox and there's all these leads that need to be responded to. And you're like, I don't even know what to say to these people. I email them back. All they want to know is the price. They ghost me and I never hear back from them. So what do we need to do to really tackle that in a way that can convert more of those leads into booked brides? So let me share with you three strategies that I know can work for you. All right, let's talk about those email responses. Now, I want to point out, this could be for responses and leads that you get from Wedding Wire, The Knot, Thumbtack, bridal shows, open houses. Maybe they're just inquiries of, you know, somebody found you on social media, whatever kind of inquiry they are. You're going to want to shift these concepts that I'm sharing with you today to meet that kind of inquiry, and you want to personalize each one of them. But my goal for you is for you to be able to write really simply two or three responses that you can use that will make this easy for you. So let's explore some options for you instead of just how much does it cost. You attach a price sheet and hit send. Which, by the way, when you do that, the only thing you're being judged on is price. And I know that you guys are worth so much more than that. And it's really in this crowded wedding market, we want to be able to separate you from your competition. And it starts with good email follow-up. So let's explore the ideas. Number one, I want you to make a personal introduction. I'm going to give you examples of all three of these ideas. Number two, I want you to talk about why people choose to work with you. Sometimes you have to brag on yourself, guys, and this is where you're going to do that. And number three, I want you to write a bit of copy about who you like to help and why. Let me start by giving you an example of a personal introduction. That would be the first step. So somebody sends you an email and says, how much does it cost? Before you reply back with, here's the price sheet, I want you to say, hi there. Before we get started working together, I wanted to take a moment and introduce myself to you. I'm Debbie Shadid, the face behind the business. I love to help women build their wedding businesses with ease. I share simple strategies to help them book more brides. I'm on a mission to help women create more of what they love in their life. When I'm not working with clients, I spend time with my husband and my two pups. That is a basic introduction. I'll give you the questions to ask yourself so that you can write that, but I want you to see how that could work. So somebody asks for a price, you respond back the first email with this personal introduction. Now, listen, if you want to say in the beginning, like, hey, great to meet you at the bridal show, or, you know, I got your inquiry from Wedding Wire, I wanted to share a bit about myself first, and then ask a question, an open-ended question that leads them to respond back to you. And you guys, is there a risk in doing it this way? Of course there is. Is there a risk that if you don't just give them the price right away, maybe you won't hear back from them? But I promise you that if you can engage somebody in a conversation, the likelihood of you moving to a consultation is so much higher. If they don't respond back to you with one question, then they were not meant for you anyway. So ask them a question. Where are you at in the planning process? Question mark. Wait for them to respond back to you. So how would this look for you? So you could share your why, the reason why you love weddings. Now, for each of you, that is so personal. Why did you get started? What is it that you can do for your clients? What are the outcomes that you can provide for them? The experience that you can provide for them? How many weddings do you do a year? Maybe that's something personal that you could add in. For some of you guys, you do like 12 weddings a year. And so that's kind of a little selling point that you can interject right in that first email that you send that says, you know, I only work with 12 brides a year and I'm very interested in having an additional conversation with you about your wedding. Or maybe you say we only do one wedding a weekend, or let me share with you more about my team. This is your time to make a personal introduction about your business and about you. Remember, if you all have been following me very long, you know what I say. Brides hire people, they're hiring you, not your company. So you want to make it personal. Also, you want to share maybe credentials that you have. If you're certified, or if you've been to a recent training, or you've just come from a retreat where you explored, you know, incredible new techniques in floral design, then maybe you want to share that. And then again, follow up with that question. I want you to write this out in a template, just like what I shared with you, that paragraph that I wrote about myself. I want you to write that out in a template. I want you to save it in the notes on your phone or in a Google document on your computer, whatever's easiest for you, so that when you get an inquiry, you can copy and paste, write your little intro line, great to see you at the bridal show, do that, follow up with a question that seems pertinent to the inquiry, and then hit send. All right, number two, I want you to give a description of why others choose to work with you. This is important, guys. This is where you're going to set yourself apart. Let me give you an example of why somebody, what they would say about me, why they would choose to work with me, what clients say. They say, Debbie always has a smile on her face. It makes me believe that anything is possible for me. Debbie brings simple solutions for me to use in my business, and Debbie shares ideas for me to make more money in my business. So you are quoting back basically results that your clients have experienced from working with you. So I want you to take some time, think back through the events that you've done in the last year, the last couple of years. There'll be common things that people say to you. Maybe you can go back if you've got a bunch of reviews and go back and look at the reviews and see what people say about you. If you're not comfortable putting your name at the start of the sentence like Debbie says or Debbie brings me, then make the sentence in a way that works for you, but it's an opportunity for you to share why people love you. And that's okay. Listen, if you guys are not willing to brag about yourself and show off what you do, you're going to have a hard time getting hired. You've got to be able to talk about yourself comfortably and with confidence. So now it's your turn. What would your clients say about working with you? So I want you to fill in the blank here. These are just some examples that have to do with various wedding businesses. You might say, Sarah is super organized and she keeps me on track. Now that's what a client says about Sarah. And that's a common thing. And you know, if you're a planner, then somebody who's looking to hire a planner, they want to know that. They want to know that that's what clients say about you. Maybe they say, Sarah knows how to manage a budget and has maximized my budget. That again, if you are working with a client in a planning situation and they're on a very tight budget, that would be super important to them. Maybe you own a dress shop and you say, Allie knew how to find me the dress that highlighted my best features. She made me feel like I was a real beauty. Now, if you were a client that specialized potentially in plus sizes, maybe that would be super important that you put that in the email response that you send back, letting that bride know, I know how to make people feel beautiful. I know how to focus on their best features and make them look like a dream in their wedding gown. Maybe it says, Sarah listened to me and she handled all my family drama. And you had a crazy family and you were hiring one, you would want to know that they could take on that problem for you. And listen, don't all the brides today, everybody's got situations and families. So that's a really great thing to highlight about what you do well. Let's talk about who you like to help and why. This is about calling out your ideal client. When you're able to speak to your ideal client, when you really understand who she is, then you can speak in terms that matter to them. Now, working on your ideal client, we can take a full podcast on doing that, and we will in a future podcast. But let me just give you a little bit today so you understand. We want you to think about your ideal client. This is your dream client that you want to begin to speak to. Maybe you're not currently working with a client that feels like your dream client, and that's okay. We all have to start somewhere, and maybe you're going to shift the direction of your business. Then you want to begin to speak to that person, speak to their needs, understand what their problems are. So here is what I would say. I say, I love to help women who know how to do their part. They have their own talent. They can create, plan, and design anything and everything, but they need the support with their business. They need help learning how to book their dream brides. They need help assessing what's profitable in their business. I have the experience and the knowledge to do all the marketing and the business training so that they, or so that you, can do more of what you love. It's the perfect combo for success. So let's think about your ideal client, that dream client that you really want to be speaking to. Take some time. Think about what her real problems are. For each of you, that's going to be different. This is what's so incredible. When you can get really in your own lane with your business, quit looking around to see what everybody else is doing. Really think about the talents that you have and who you want to work with and match those two. You talk about your talents and how you can solve for your ideal client, your dream bride. You can solve their problems. You can help them. And this is how you're going to help them and why you can help it. Or maybe you talk about how you've done it before over and over and over again. You're a real pro at this. Right? So who is your ideal client? What is their problem? Why you can help them and how can you help them? That's what you want to put in that third email. And again, follow up with a follow-up question. All right, you guys. Now I want you to know there is fortune in follow-up. Really, you guys, this is the key to success. If you are paying for leads, if you have been to a bridal show and you've paid for leads, my goodness, you guys, just imagine that's a pile of money sitting on your desk that could be yours. It needs to be taken care of. You need to follow up over and over and over again. You got to get some thick skin, because who cares if somebody says no to you? They have the option of saying, I'm sorry, I've hired somebody. Don't email me again. Or you keep emailing them through their wedding date. Now, you can imagine that we just went through a big engagement period and some people's wedding might not be for 18 months. So they get all excited. They reach out to everyone. They spend all night long searching all the websites. Click, click, click. Yes, send me information, right? You guys have received those emails. What if that girl that you reached out to and you heard nothing back from, you thought, oh, I've been ghosted again, and you didn't take the time to follow up? What if that girl just wasn't quite ready? You know, she was excited in the moment. She reached out to everybody and she just wasn't quite ready. What if you missed that opportunity? And you guys, I bet you are missing opportunities. This is why I want to encourage you. When you have a plan and you pre-write out the emails, you know, I would write more than three emails. I've given you three ideas today, but I would write half dozen emails that you can use for a follow-up. And then take your notebook, keep track of those leads, create some kind of spreadsheet. I'll share something like that in the future with you to help you guys make this easy. But write out a method for following up with people. You know, maybe if their engagement is 12 months out, you touch base with them every other week for the first 3 months and then three more times before their wedding date. Depends on what service you're offering. If you're the venue, obviously you're getting booked first. If you're a bridal gown shop, probably the dress is getting booked or ordered ahead of time. If you're a photographer, you're getting booked ahead of time. But if you're like a makeup artist, or if you're a florist or the cake baker or one of those that's maybe further down in the decision process, they might have reached out to you right in the beginning. And if you do not continue to follow up with them, you're leaving opportunities behind, you guys. If you're spending money on marketing and if you've spent money on online advertising, you have paid for those leads, then I want you to take this serious. I want you to follow up with them. All right. I've got an email template for you guys. Head over to debbieshadid.com/email templates. There's a wide variety of templates in there, but I want you to use that as a guide to creating your own master file of email templates. This is the easy way to operate your business. It's an easy way to be able to build your business, add more clients because you've thought through the process just one time. And then you copy and paste and add a special message or one little line and hit send. It takes away that need to be perfect. It eliminates that procrastination that so many of us find ourselves in when we look at our inbox and it's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to say to that person? So today I am challenging you to go write these three emails today. Make it simple. Don't overthink it. Don't look for perfection. Just get it done. Take action. Go back and follow up with all the leads that you have. Map it out on your calendar that you want to follow up with this person on this month and this person on this month, because the fortune is in the follow-up. So now I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to review your sales process. I want you to think about where you're getting stuck. This is super important, you guys. In everything you do in your business, I want you to go back and review. Review over and over so you can find out what you need to change, what you need to shift, so that you can become better at each one of these steps. Now, maybe it's not a face-to-face sales interaction, but those emails are part of your sales process. So I want you to think through what is working. How can you extend the sequence of emails? What else would you be sharing in that sequence of emails? Could you add client testimonials? Could you insert a form in there to gather information from the bride about their wedding so that you could send back pictures that fit the theme of their wedding? Could you ask for a question about maybe the season they want to get married in and share a blog post that you've done that has to do with a wedding in the winter? Think about the questions that you could ask that could extend this email process. Now, next time we are going to be talking about email. We're going to be talking about how you can create an email series that you can use once the client becomes yours. And let's say it's a year out in the planning process or a year out waiting for the dress or whatever it might be. How can you stay in communication with that client for that year period of time to make them feel really special? I am all about helping you create that $1 million client experience, taking a small business that you have and really making it seem like you are really a substantial company that has so much to offer, and that I want you to think through each part of the client process so that you make your clients feel extra special. You guys, these are small tweaks that you can make in your business that are going to result in huge changes in your bottom line. So let me know where you need help in your business, and I will create a podcast to answer your question. Until next time, all the best. I look forward to seeing you. Don't forget to grab the download. Head over to debbieshatta.com/email templates and use those templates as your guide for creating emails in your business and for making your business easy. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining the Wedding Business Success Show. Before you leave, be sure to hit the subscribe button and take a minute to leave me a review. Ladies, that is it for today. It's your turn now. Take what you've learned and create the business of your dreams.